At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Joe Webbin and the controversy surrounding his book that he published last year, Fight by Flight. And I got to say, we're a year after publishing, that book has been pretty vindicated, in my opinion. So we're going to dive into some of the evidence that seems to favor the strategy of fleeing hostile areas and moving to safer areas, and that many people in the United States are doing right now. And it's important to understand my perspective in this. I live in the state of Maryland, and the part of Maryland that I live in is a place where a lot of people are fleeing hostile parts of Maryland to come to where I live in the state. So that's kind of where I live in the state, but I'm also, you know, again, I live in an area that would be hurt by people doing this strategy, and that's because 40 minutes in any direction and you would have a better life. You know, you can get to Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Virginia, and probably have a much easier time than you would in the state of Maryland. So I live in a state that would be hurt by Joe Webbin's strategy, yet nonetheless, I can't help but admire the strategy, and, you know, I definitely support people doing that. Who am I to say that you can't leave and move your family to have a better life? Who am I to say that? No one, really. So we're going to dive into that, but first I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's linked in the description below. The Zealot and Peacemaker tier patrons can get a free autographed copy of my book, Winning Not Winsome, which I highly recommend you all get. It's linked in the description. And it is a book about spiritual warfare. And I don't necessarily talk about fight by flight. You know, I don't necessarily talk about moving from blue states into red states, but I do talk about, you know, making sure you're in a good church and how to do that. I do talk about a lot of different ways that Christians can build institutions and strategies to and where to deploy our resources. A lot of stuff that I talk about, small little changes, most of it is all small things that we can change to make a big impact. It is free. This book is a very good return on your investment. It's only $9 on Kindle, but the paperback is coming out next week. But the patrons can get a signed copy, by the way, if you're a Zealot or Peacemaker tier. So, with that said, I wanted to dive into this post. And this is from Eric Daughtry, and he gives a forecast for the 2023 apportionment. So every 10 years, the United States does a census, and this census is what the congressional representation of the House of Representatives is based on. So as you can see from this, the blue states are getting hammered. This projection is that California will lose 4 seats, Oregon will lose 1, Minnesota will lose 1, Illinois will lose 1, Pennsylvania loses 1, New York loses 3, and Rhode Island loses 1. Now, Rhode Island would be relegated to only having an at-large district under this thing. And we'll talk about what this would mean for the Electoral College if anything close to this even manifests. I just find this to be very fascinating. The biggest benefactors are Texas at 4 and Florida at 3. Texas gaining 4 congressional seats in one 10-year span after already gaining a couple, at least on the last one. And then Florida gaining an additional 3 seats in the House of Representatives. Like, people are moving. And there's a lot of transience going on right now. Idaho gaining another congressional seat. That's a pretty big deal. Utah gaining another big deal. That would be their fifth, I think. Arizona gaining another one. Again, people are moving south because air conditioning is awesome. And these red states have much better, they're much more better governed. Tennessee, again, Conservative Inc. loves Nashville, Tennessee. And I can't really blame them. Nashville or Tennessee seems like a good place to live. North Carolina is perhaps the only state experiencing urban sprawl on a systematic level. Like, it's everywhere in North Carolina, yet it has remained reliably red. And I think we're going to get Mark Robinson over the finish line in that gubernatorial race. And that dude looks like a Christian prince, perhaps. And then Georgia plus one, that's the one I'd be the most worried about, because Georgia is not a state I think can stay Republican for long. I'm a little worried about Georgia in particular. A lot of the passers in Georgia are pretty weak. Andy Stanley in that orbit is mainly what I'm referring to. But you also have Louis Giglio out of Georgia. So, again, not exactly the best megachurch culture down in Georgia. But don't be going to aspiring megachurches, you people. But this map just shows that people are implementing this strategy that Joel Webbin talked about in his book, Fight by Flight. And it's having a difference. It is going to have a difference. Now, I'm not confident this much will be reapportioned in the next thing. This is based on 2023 population estimates, and it's also a forecast. So there's a lot of variables that could change. A lot of times forecasts are based on the rate of things happening. Now, I think the rate of it will slow down, but Minnesota is a state that a lot of people are leaving. Andrew Isker famously announced, not famously, but he went viral for announcing that he's moving from Minnesota to, I believe, Kentucky, if not Tennessee, but along the Appalachian mountain range in one of those states. And Joel Webbin famously left California to go to Texas. Now, this is the impact that such a move would have on the Electoral College. Let me try and zoom out some. So this impact on the Electoral College is quite significant. Specifically, when you're talking about Arizona gaining one, a lot of Republican states gaining one that are very reliably Republican. Utah having 7 Electoral College votes. Idaho having 5. Tennessee gaining an extra one. North Carolina gaining an extra one. These would be significant impacts. But Florida becoming a reliable Republican state, having 33 Electoral College votes. And Texas being pretty reliably red as well. And I think that's going to continue. Having 44. Major impact that cannot be understated. So, those are just my thoughts, just to kind of get a bigger picture. This would make the Electoral College extremely winnable for Republicans. We would just have to, maintain our current states, basically, and that there would be a huge, separation between the red states and the blue states. The red states would get redder and the blue states would get bluer. But Electoral College would be pretty dominated by the Republicans under this system. Ohio, I don't think, is going back to the Democrat Party. Arizona's a toss-up swing state, and so is Georgia under this model. And maybe the Republicans can work on flipping Nevada and Wisconsin and also Pennsylvania. But in this model, it's 275 Republican electoral votes, and that's without Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, or Nevada. This is pretty favorable terrain for the Republican Party because of the fight by flight that people are already doing. Joel Webbin didn't come up with the strategy of moving to red states. People have been doing that for quite some time, but as Democrats become more hostile with their, you know, a lot of it's the transgender policies, you know, the idea of taking kids from people's homes and, you know, the lockdowns that were pretty bad. But in the crime that's running rampant in a lot of these places, it's going to cause people to move. And when people move, that ultimately benefits the rest of the nation because the Electoral College. Radim Zoomer has gone pretty viral lately because he has stated that, you know, the rurals don't matter, that people who move to rural places aren't going to make a cultural impact. And he talked about how Tim Keller was right about, you know, the emphasis on the city. Now, this is completely wrong, in my opinion. So, Radim Zimmer's had a lot of cold takes. I still like the guy, admittedly, but he's had a lot of cold takes. He says, ruralist conservatism accomplishes nothing. It's not bad to be rural, but whoever owns the cities controls the culture. Tim Keller was right about that. And I just think, no, Tim Keller was wrong about that. My response to this is Tim Keller was wrong about that. The communists in China won because they dominated the rurals, while the nationalists thought coastal city strongholds would prevail. Trump, 2016, ran the tables in rural regions and won. And, you know, other people talk about Franco also dominated the rurals first. So you got to recognize that there is more, you know, and also in a civil war, the rural areas are better to hold and better to start from than the urban population centers. So, if we have a red versus blue civil war, advantage reds. But overall, fight by flight is a viable strategy. It's, you know, might be derided as retreatism by people like Radim Zoomer, but it's advancing in a different direction. If enough people move, the Electoral College can get dominated, and then the Democrats won't be able to get elected at a presidential level. This also might be the cycle that ends the ability for the Democrat Party to control the Senate on any level, because three of the states up seats up for grab are Montana, Ohio, and West Virginia. These three states should be easily mopped up by the Republican Party. Manchin is not running in Ohio, so that should be a pretty easy flip. And that's just if they don't flip, you know, the other seats. I don't think the Republicans will take Arizona. And I had my prediction as well. And this is on Gab, by the way. And who knows if the Republicans can win this election, because it is tough. And I think Trump is making it harder than it should be, because I don't think the messaging has been great. But nonetheless, the Republicans seem pretty confident in Arizona, and I think they can reliably win Arizona. I also think Virginia and Michigan are safe Democrat bets. This is just my opinion. I think the four toss-ups are Nevada, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. And other than that, I think the Republicans have a good shot at going on the offensive here. So that's just my thought on the Electoral College. Let me know what you think is going to happen with the Electoral College. And let me know your thoughts on the whole fight-by-flight mentality. Have you done it yourself? Do you plan to do it? Do you want to do it? So those are my thoughts. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, do subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. Also, smash that like button. But until then, stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.